Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to The Diary. I'm Scott Johnson. Welcome back, everybody. So we're not supposed to be here. Okay? Did you know that? Did you know that you're not supposed to be here? You're not supposed to be here. Why do I know this? Because on September 24th, there was supposed to be some giant cataclysm that would just destroy everything and everybody in it. That is to say, the world. And it was based primarily on a prediction regarding a Simpsons episode. Now, I know the Simpsons pretty well known for predicting a couple of things in the world earlier than those things happened. That it probably doesn't hurt that it's a 30-year-old show with so many episodes your head will spin, and they're likely to touch on one or two actual occurrences by accident, because that's how this works. You know, it's called coincidence. I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but anyway, some people take that stuff really seriously. For example, let's see, the Simpsons predicted accurately that Donald Trump will become president, or that the Disney and Century Fox, 20th Century Fox would merge. Basically, that Disney would buy Fox is how it would turn out. I've seen those episodes. And there's tons of fake ones where someone will Photoshop something into a Simpsons scene and then claim that it predicted a thing. Like the exact date of the Queen's death. That didn't happen. If you believe that, you didn't look very hard. You just believed an image that you saw on 4chan or wherever you saw it. It didn't actually happen in the show. Anyway, because it has a history of that, some Q heads and others, I don't like talking about QAnon, but I'm going to mention them here because they're part of this conspiracy. There are others, though, so they're not alone. They said, citing the Simpsons, something was going to happen on September 24th, which was Saturday, and it was supposed to be of great consequence. So here's the deal. According to Vice, conspiracy group is certain that something bad or horrible is going to happen on September 24th, and they're basing their assumptions on one episode of the series of The Simpsons and a poor choice of words by a German politician. So nobody knows exactly what's going to happen, but people who follow this stuff have thrown around possibilities of nuclear war, financial crisis of various sorts, armed revolutions in different parts of the world. Which kind of isn't that already happening and has already always happened? Anyway, massive water poisoning of huge populations, especially here in the States. Some of those conspiracy theorists, they got this idea for this because a German lawmaker named Friedrich Merz, M-E-R-Z, was talking about the Russian invasion of Ukraine earlier in the month. And he misspoke and said everyone will remember where they were September 24th instead of saying February 24th, the day Russia invaded. It was a slip of the tongue, which happens. But anytime any kind of prominent or even less prominent politician says anything and they slip, everyone immediately jumps to assign meaning to it that there was none. He just literally said the wrong date. But because he said September 24th, that was one thing. They took that as a hint that things were happening. Then The Simpsons comes into it, which, again, I mentioned some of that stuff it predicted, sort of, not on purpose, but accidentally. They went to Season 9, Episode 24, a.k.a. 924, September 24th, All right. So season 9, episode 24. This is back in, when was that? That was a long time ago. Anyway, an episode that features a group of end of the world preppers. And in that episode, it's called Lost Our Lisa is the name of it. The preppers in the episode are called WROL or Without Rule of Law is what it stands for, which refers to a post-apocalyptic landscape with no rules. QAnon and other groups have cited the electromagnetic pulse device that is featured in the episode of proof that, quote, 10 days of darkness are coming. Some in that group, well, mostly in the Q group, believe that will be the time, the darkness time will be when they, when Donald Trump is reinstalled as president. Now, today is Monday, September 26th. And as you may be aware, nothing out of the ordinary happened on 9/24. So people will move goalposts and say, well, this isn't the real one. This is just a hint or something, you know, who knows? They do this every time, right? What I'm trying to get to today is I'm not trying to just parrot this conspiracy because A, I don't believe one word of it. And B, I'm more interested in trying to understand the brains that feed on this and why people dive headlong into concepts like this, into the idea that there's a doomsday ever, like this doomsday thinking in general. It doesn't have to be, you know, it's not necessarily the sole purview of QAnon or of any particular group of any particular era. It's been going on for a long time. I was a kid during the satanic panic of the 80s, and I remember everybody saying, oh no, they're gonna put razor blades in your candy on Halloween, which never happened as far as I know. The Tylenol killings, which did happen, were a one-off, and yet it changed the entire industry, and they had invoke all new safety measures to make sure Tylenol was never tampered with again over a single incident. That's what we tend to do, right? We freak out and we overcorrect as a people, as a human race. And it's kind of hilarious to follow, especially if you've been around long enough that you've seen this happen a bunch of times. But what I don't understand is people my age, people who should know better, who've been around long enough and seen this stuff long enough, that they can't just see things for what they are, which are sometimes coincidences, sometimes just pure happenstance, sometimes, which is kind of the same thing. Sometimes it's just luck of the draw. Sometimes three or four things happen in a row that feel connected but aren't, because our brains like patterns. And when we don't see a pattern, we make one. We build one. We make one up. My sister, the psychologist, my sister, Wendy, has talked about this numerous times on my morning show during her segment called Therapy Thursdays, where we talk about this sort of stuff. And so it's not like I don't know the answer to some of this, but I'm throwing it out here because I just hung out with some family who back in January told everybody to take all their money out of their banks and hide it because a massive World Bank something was happening. And he was sure of it. They had all the signs. It was all going to happen. Well, none of us did, of course. And nothing happened. So he then said, well, now it's May. It's been revealed that it's May now. So by May, whatever, you want to have your money out. Now you got more warning. Don't be caught unaware, blah, blah, blah. May comes and May goes. Of course, nothing. And I haven't heard any updates on that. If he's got a new date in mind, if he was, maybe he was thinking this 24th business was a deal. I don't know. I don't want to ask. I have zero interest in poking that bear. I don't want to know. But do you have people like this in your lives where they not only do they believe these things, they kind of thrive on believing them, if that makes sense? This is the part that floors me, and the part maybe I least understand, is how it drives them. Belief in things that are full-on hoaxes to coincidences to whatever, that becomes the backbone of their system of worldviewing. You know, everything's connected to secret societies. It's always stuff they can never prove. And then that acts as proof for why they can't prove it. Part of what makes it real for them is that, well, if it was, if it wasn't so sinister, I could prove it, but it's so sinister that I can't even prove it. That's how real it is. I really struggle with this. It makes me so irritated and angry because I feel like if you're going to make massive claims, like, I don't know, pick one of the millions of dumb conspiracy theories. I don't care which, like flat earthers, fine, whatever, or the moon landing never happened, or a million others, right? It doesn't matter which one you go with. The Holocaust was faked, this sort of stuff. If you're going to make a claim like that, the onus is on you to provide proof, evidence, something that supports your claim. If you don't do that, then there's no taking you seriously ever about anything to do with it. Right? Like, why is that so hard to understand? And the answer can't be, well, the world moves at a day. You don't even know. You can't tell me that. You have to say, I know this. Okay, fine. How do you know that? Well, I heard it somewhere. Okay, well, how do they know that? Well, I don't know. You need to have more than that. That isn't evidence. That's nothing. So here's my theory, and you guys can tell me I'm up in the night or whatever you want to do. Scott.internet@gmail.com. I think I've figured it out in my tiny brain. I think that people want, when things are going okay, people feel uncomfortable. Our monkey brain that is used to going, is there a tiger outside the cave? Is there a tiger outside the cave? I heard there was a tiger outside the cave. And there really were tigers outside the cave. This is wired into us to be ready to pounce, ready to go, ready to run, ready to scream, ready to fight, whatever. It's part of who we are. But as we have very quickly evolved on a societal level, we've taken care of a lot of those fears. There are no saber-toothed tigers outside of my house waiting to pounce. There are no... those kinds of imminent dangers aren't what they used to be. They just aren't. Just straight up by the numbers. Even just infectious, invisible diseases aren't, because science and progress and, you know, we've come a long way. Oh, hi, dear. Sorry, my wife just walked in with a thing. Oh, look at this. Some sort of fish? Tilapia. Oh, thank you. It's the best white fish there is. Sorry. Wife brought me food. She's amazing. See, I could have thought of her as a saber tooth outside the door and I need to pounce, but nope, she's bringing me something. Anyway, and this food here, I didn't have to go to some dangerous rushing river to try to fish it out of there and feed my family. I went to a store and bought it. These carrots in here, I didn't have to pull out of my garden and wrench my back and be bedridden for a month. These tomatoes didn't come from, the drought, and only one vine produced tomatoes and four others in the area tried to steal them before I got them, and I had to defend myself with a fork. I don't know what that even is, that story. But do you see what I'm saying? I'm actually glad she brought this because it helps illustrate my point. We're in a place now where we just don't need that level of alertness that we used to require for our survival. And it isn't going to go anywhere because human physiology doesn't evolve like that. Our biology doesn't evolve overnight. We've only been this level of society for a very short amount of time. Our hard wiring as human beings, as a species, is still there. And so what I think happens is, and some of you are like, Scott, yeah, this is all obvious. But maybe some of you disagree, so you can send me your emails. But the point is, like, you need somewhere for that to go. And what conspiracy theorists do, they just can't stand it. They can't hold it back. They can't look at it like that. They have to look at it like, no, everyone's out to get you. It's the government, see? It's the secret society, see? It's the world or new world order. It's the pizza place down the street is a pedophile ring. The earth is flat. They're just lying to you the whole time. Like, I heard one once that there's only one giant Asian nation state. And the idea that there are different countries in it, like Japan or South Korea, North Korea, you know, take any Asian country, China, whatever, take it all. They think it's all one big group and they're just lying about these breaks and differences so that they can slowly infiltrate the rest of the world, which is, I heard that from somebody when, and they said it with a serious face. So I guess what I'm saying is, okay, so two pointed question. Why are people like this? Second question is, why am I so freaking irritated about it? Because it bugs me so much. And look, I'm a fantastical thinker. I'm a guy that draws for a living and makes stuff up all the time. And you know, I love genre fiction. And, you know, my favorite movie of the last 10 years is Mad Max Fury Road. What does that even say about me? I love that kind of stuff. I like far out ideas that are just not possible in real life. But I also have a really clear sense of what is real and what isn't. See, somebody could hear me say Israel, and they're always, that's a reference to Israel, and they're on the cusp of becoming one of the great nations. But first, much blood will come flowing through the streets, as it was foretold. But do you see what I'm saying? I just did one of my own. I just made it up. I said Israel, two words, but I made up a fake person who heard Israel. Oh man, what have we done? What have we done? Anyway, I would be really curious about what your take is for today's short-ish episode of The Diary. It's the thing that's been in my mind, so I wanted to bring it up. And I was with some family this weekend, and it made me think of this. And I'm sure some of you have stories like this. If you think they're worth sharing and they're relatively not too horribly long for the show, send them in, scott.internet@gmail.com. And I would love to talk about them right here on The Diary. That'll do it for me. I'm going to eat this fish and try to forget how wackadoo some people in this world get when they hear information they don't understand. I hope you can do the same. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.